using the two-breath method, if that's helpful, to draw the mind inward and deeply relax your body on the out-breath. Begin to mentally examine all the parts of your body. Move your consciousness around. Or if you want, just expand your consciousness, being aware of the different parts of the body. Probe its texture, its shape, size, temperature, density, the fluidity of the body, all the movement. From the crown of your head to the tips of your toes. All the organs, the structures, the temperature, shape, just become aware of it. And go more deeply to the cellular level. All the movements of the cell. Them dividing and subdividing, reproducing, dying off, disintegrating. Always in motion. Try to immerse yourself in this constant fluctuation in the body. Constant. Try to be one with that. Expand your awareness now to this room, the people in it, the furniture. All seem to be solid and static. Yet you know there are masses of tiny particles just whizzing around, gathering, dispersing, expanding and contracting, always in motion, always fluctuating. Try to stay with that fluctuation, that motion. And gently expand your observation now, your awareness, to the whole of the land of joy. The buildings, the people. Everything in motion, everything contracting. And expand as far as you can, to include the whole of England, the world. Gently look. There is nothing static here. All constantly changing. Nothing remains the same moment to moment, however it appears. Try to concentrate on this experience. Can you conclude that it's not realistic now to cling to objects and people as if they were permanent and unchanging? And that any sense of pleasure that comes will also change. And if you can't come to a conclusion like that, focus. And remembering now the definition of impermanence, ask yourself the question, all right, the body may be impermanent, but my mind. Is my mind permanent or impermanent? Remembering the definition. That which is momentary. And so we examine the mind. My mind is full of countless thoughts and emotions, a constantly changing, ever-flowing mental experience. Crowded with concepts of happy, unhappy, love, anger, memories, ideas, old judgments, past conversations, crowd my mind, constantly changing. We have no problem with intellectual understanding, but real acceptance can be quite difficult. And herein lies the problem. Intellectual understanding does not seem to inform our everyday behaviour. We cling and grasp without choice, really, at permanence. And without even questioning, we think that is how things are. That is how they are. That is how I am. We're born with this. But we can check if this is true. Mentally fill in the gaps after I say these words. I am. What do you think when you say I am? What would you say? Nice person, ordinary person, intellectual. How would you fill that gap? I am. How about I always? I never. I like. I dislike. I believe. with the answers you gave yourself, is there any sense of flow? Or more a sense of solidity? A sense of permanence, static? The hallucination of imposing permanence on that which is impermanent brings about suffering and suffocation. The reality of impermanence can bring space, freedom, choice. Is that true? Reflect. Due to impermanence, we have the power to change, develop, and transform our mind and lives. Because of impermanence, consider that. If conditioned things, situations, if they were permanent, as they seem to appear, you could not transform them. You could not develop. How could you? If things were as they appear, permanent. and reflecting on these main points, try to give rise to a strong determination to become familiar with the transient nature of all conditioned things. Not only to accept the constant flux as reality, but to expect it. Try to make that determination as strong as you can. And when it's as strong as you can make it, focus. If your focus begins to wane, use your analytical mind, bring the major points to bear again, and when the determination arises, focus again. So this is a very active process here. Can I accept and expect the ever-changing fluctuation? Make it strong. Focus. Make a special effort for the last 3 minutes to generate that strong determination and focus. Thank you. Please take 20 minutes for your break. Enjoy a little bit of the sunshine. And I'll see you back here at 25 to 2. Thank you.